So the board is back in session. It's about 1:29, 1:30, still March 20th, Monday, 2017. So it's a continuation of the 9 a.m. general discussion that we had earlier, working on the argument for the voters pamphlet. So how committed to this are you?
To what?
You think it's a good idea?
This?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. It comes from the commissioners. I'm here. I just said, so ready being here for lunch. And they
yeah.
said, we are so glad, finally, that you guys are
doing something.
We're hearing nothing but good things, that commissioners are committed. And that's a big, big, big issue, I think. I think this, I don't care what it says. I think the fact that we signed it and it came from us, powerful. Very, very powerful. I'm finding that everywhere I go. And like I said, I just sat down with Soretti, and I said, everybody's excited about the way the county is seems to be having turned the corner.
Okay.
Christina from Pacific Power Line.
Yeah.
She said, I am hearing nothing but good from you. She says, why? She said, about the county. And I said, well, I'm kind of getting tired of feeling sorry for myself. She goes, oh, my God, I love it. I said, we don't have anything to feel sorry for anymore. We're going to fix this thing. We're done with it. She says, I think you're going to, Pat Fahey was there, and you know, Colleen from So Ready, they're going, yeah, Josephine County's excited. We're starting to be the Southern Oregon excitement now, and that's what we need to do.
Okay.
So we have to have something like this.
Okay.
$300-$400.
No, it's not the money.
I think it's important.
Okay.
I really do.
Good.
We spent time on it. You know what? I like to say the fact that, gee, you guys actually signed on to that. That's what we need. That's the momentum we need to keep on. We can't get bashful at this stage of it. We got to get out there and get more powerful and more powerful and more powerful. Like I say, I want those. I'm going to try doing those three big signs for in four different places. We want to have a statement. We're doing this by ourselves.
Yeah.
You understand that. Gonna be a lot of work, but you know what? We've got to pull this off.
Before I forget, not to take away from this, but we need to work on language for the card, the mailer that goes out to the on the assessed value.
How big a card is it going to be? Is it like postcard size?
Connie's got an example downstairs. You had expressed interest in making sure that the language is what it needed to be. It's not going to be a lot of room for stuff because. You know, the majority of it is really the purpose of telling people that it isn't, you know, like you were saying, 58 plus 93 equaling $1.41, that's going to triple my taxes. No, it means that you go from 8% to 13 or something like that, 17%. So she's got what needs to be on there.
We're working on that.
Connie has got it.
Okay, good.
But if you wanted to go down and see her,
I will.
Ultimately, I mean, we will all want to approve, but driving home those salient points on this thing, like I said, there's not a lot of space. So whatever you think is important.
What the card is going to do, too, is it needs to let people know that there's a maker out there.
Yeah, true.
You know, May elections are historically kind of ho-ho, now what do they want?
Yeah.
So we need to generate that excitement that there is an election coming up. Be looking for your ballot. Be looking for your voter pamphlet.
Okay, good.
So
I like that.
Bad.
Well, any thoughts on this?
I like yours strictly because of the fact that it's
the layout.
It's more you can look at it and go, hey, you're. And you can really look at it, and it jumps out at you.
Well, then, I like that idea. What I want to make sure is that we don't lose, or there's nothing in here that needs to be cut, and nothing in here that we make sure we covered here
right. With
the appropriate language.
Right.
So I tried to catch the most salient points from this, because I think, I don't know that you used it. It was probably just as a reference, but I sent Mr. Hicks kind of like a writer's where they just start writing stuff and talking about all the points about why this one and that sort of deal, and some of those things made it in here, some of them didn't, but you know, it's just whatever you found is relevant for the argument. But making sure that nothing in here, that's that salient point, goes here. So,
well, I think you've got it covered. I think you've got it covered. I don't see anything.
You think you're covered on in the two pages?
Yeah, I think so.
There is the thing about, it's not $12 million annually. That was a number that was different. But how we, Arthur came back with the numbers really up at the top for the revenue, it's really closer to $16
million. Okay.
Does that matter?
I don't want to say this because Arthur's not here, but Arthur has a different number about him. It's just.
Oh, well, I came up with 12, and he's right. When I did the math, our average.
Where is your 12?
It's up in the first paragraph.
Right, first grade.
Our average for the three highest years.
It used to be 16 million. I think you're right.
Yeah, it did. It was $134 million. That's the number. If you do 12.5% of 134, that's what it comes out to, is right around 16.25 million. And so I'm going to pick 15, just put a nice round 50, because we got that a lot of times. So.
Yeah. So you want to go change 12 to 15?
Yeah. Doesn't that just give a perspective of $15 million is what we used to generate through shared receipts? And those were the years we gave $1 million off the top to the two school districts. You want some new books for the library? Don't worry about it. Here's $500,000. Go buy some new books.
I've been.
Can you imagine?
Just talking to people to say, you know, when they say something about, you know, well, yeah, well, the timber and all that, and everything. I says, you know, how many people in business? I just say, you know, I don't want a handout. I want to earn it. I want to earn everything. Do you want to be a handout? Do I go to work every day so I'm a handout person? No, I want to go earn it. Mm-hmm. I want to earn it. Mm-hmm. And that's all we want to do as a county. That's, you know, instead of being a handout community, I think the fact that we've been on a handout for the last 4 or 5 years, I think that's hurt us. It's hurt us. I don't even know the word for it now. How we feel about ourselves.
Yeah, our self-esteem.
I think we're all feeling a little bit puny because we've been on the take and begging for money from the federal government. I'm done with that. Secure rural schools. Oh yeah, well you're not there asking for secure rural schools. I tell people now I'm not gonna be. You know why? Because we have the ability to earn it here. Mm-hmm. We're fighting as hard as we can for that ability to come back, and it will. I think we stay with it. It will. I think eventually we will. My question to Merkley, and I got to talk to Merkley. I get to talk to him this Saturday for half an hour. My question to him is in his. Laminate industry, wood laminate industry, and the panels, wood panels for 85-foot buildings and whatnot. Say, so where are you going to get this stuff? They'll say, well, we're going to cut trees. We're going to log it. Say, do you think you can convince the very people you decided to shut the industry down? Are you going to be able to convince them now that it's okay now that you thought of it? And I'm going to ask him that.
Yeah.
Because you know, you really got to go back now. You have to go and convince the very people. That you've nurtured them, you've paid for them, you've listened to them, you've done all their dirty work for them, and now you've got to go back there and convince them that because you've got a different product out there for their trees, but we've got to go back and cut trees again.
He's got a bigger problem. If he's trying to solve the housing crisis, not to digress, but if he's trying to address the housing crisis, he's got to deal with them and the whole anti-development beast. Mm-hmm. As well. That's an even bigger problem for him, I suspect, than cutting down the trees.
They market this thing on a renewable resource, and it's like, I don't see any difference between a 2x4 being renewable as a cross-laminate wall panel. What's the difference?
They're the same. They both come from the same raw material. But, you know, now I'm going to ask him why they don't consider hydroelectric power to be renewable. Other than new turbines and stuff, if you have that.
The old stuff. Because they're trying to take the dam.
The dam itself is not considered renewable.
Yeah. That was deliberate. So.
Okay. Well.
Also, you want your budget.
Yeah, a little bit of website.
Other than that, let's go with it.
Let's run it.
Run it.
We got to have something in there. I didn't get a chance to call Carol over in Bandon to find out if I can use that money, but I'll have the answer to you at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because I'd be willing to channel some money towards signs out of my campaign if I can do it legally.
Oh, I expect so. I expect you can. I mean, she's going to have to set up a separate pack for this effort, but I mean, she can do that pretty readily.
Yeah.
File the appropriate paperwork.
they need to make a contribution.
No, it's interesting. This is, we're turning the corner with Josephine County. We're going to do it. We are. We've been living this nightmare long enough.
Yeah.
Time to start moving and shaking. And Christine, she's got her thumb on just about everything. But she says, you know, she's a Pacific, what's her, Kruger, Christina Kruger. And she says, I'm all over the place. She's on all kinds of committees and everything. She goes, I am hearing nothing but good about Josephine County and the way they turned the corner. So that's good. That's what we're looking for.
Yes, that is.
I practiced yesterday with a guy. I got to call Sarah. I don't know if this is even in with what we're doing today, but I got to call Sarah and talk to her because I had a breakfast with the steelhead guy.
Yeah.
About that boat ramp down there on Enos Ripley. He goes, pass it along. Thank you very much for cleaning that boat ramp. You know, we're in and we're off and running and everybody's happy. Hmm. So that's good. Sarah went over, got that done. It's good. Hmm. What else are you changing over there, Chairman?
I moved bullet point 3, the $12 per month, up to the under $1.
Mm.
They go together. That's the fiscal element.
They're connected.
And so we just, all criminals will be locked up and juvenile detention reopened. So actually it's kind of redundant to say all criminals locked up because we say it in the point earlier. I'm trying to get words. I may try to consolidate and just say the juvenile detention reopened. Reopen juvenile detention. I'm just wordsmithing at this point, not changing any concepts. I struck out the Dave Daniel point.
Good. On,
I don't know what you would
for
say.
For grad pass, so they understand it. They don't understand that utility fee is under contract.
Okay.
I think if you put down grad pass utility fee, for adult jail services.
Okay. Left. Yeah, that's great. I was looking for a way to spell that out.
I don't
better.
Think they understand that it is actually physically a contract. But they do know that the utility fee is there. And it is aimed towards adult jail services.
I can take out the word contract. Grants past city utility
yeah, take out,
fee
take out
for adult
contract.
Jail services.
Grants past city utility fee for adult
you take out
jail
the word
services.
City.
Services
yeah.
The land.
Great.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. Well, so we really need to reconvene before 5 today so that you have an opportunity. Is Lily going to have an opportunity to review this? She knew we were working on it today. I don't know.
I don't know. Can you get a hold of Lily and ask her if she would
so
like
let me work on finalizing this, and then we'll have an emailed version.
I was going to suggest. I mean, since we're all here, you could just say, okay, well, Simon's going to finalize it, and then he's going to take it to Tricia, and he's going to, you know, sign where appropriate, and then call it in an hour. Dan goes to Tricia's office, he signs, he drops off his check. Someone sends a check. Someone sends a message to Lily.
Yeah.
Go to Tricia, sign with your check. You're done.
Great.
So yeah, that's.
So run that by me again.
Okay.
Well, we're not reconvening.
No.
This. There's Trisha's got a version of this form.
Okay,
you
have to sign it down
yes.
There.
Yes.
That's it.
Do you think Lily's going to have any problems with this? Because if she does, there's really not much we can do.
I think she's got to live with it.
Okay.
I think we're okay on this side.
Well, I think as long as you're okay and I'm okay.
I'm okay, yeah.
She's going to have to be okay.
Yeah.
She's got plenty of time wound up in that. She's probably at the point where, hey, let's just get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
I suspect so.
Okay, great. I'll make some minor changes, get the website right in there, and make that move. And good suggestion on the utility fee. Strike Dave Daniel. What do you think about the quote at the top? I keep asking about it, which means I should not have it on there. Yeah. If I ask about it, it means that it's not solidified in my mind.
Don't we have unity for the community in there somewhere?
It's the last one. It's on the second page.
Second page.
bringing unity back to the community, personally provided by your Board of Commissioners.
Would it?
Put that up front?
Leave that up front and leave it at the end. You start with a message and you end with the same message.
Yep. That's how you're supposed to give a speech. That's actually the way I should consider sometimes writing these things. Tell you what you're going to tell you. Tell you what I told you.
Yeah. Put that big letter, to make bring unity back to the community.
What were you going to say?
I mean, you could always say just vote yes. I don't really see that in here. And that may be by design, so nothing wrong with that.
What's that?
There isn't a vote yes element to it, but I know I saw that in here.
So
yes.
It may go without saying. Yeah.
So you want to say bring unity back to the community up on the front, and then on the back say vote yes? Well, we're running out of words here, aren't we?
Well, we took out the quote, so you strike that.
Okay.
It gets you stuff.
So vote yes to bring unity back to the community.
At the end?
At the end.
Good.
That.
Vote yes to bring unity back.
Okay.
And just remind them to vote yes again.
Okay.
The thing I like about it is it's so cool. If yes means yes, no means no. It's hard to get that through the city's mind.
Okay.
Yeah. We just talked about that at lunch. Actually, the city belt. Anyway, not to digress.
That's crazy.
So, median is really what we have to put in here.
Okay, yeah.
Not average. I don't know what the average is. It can't be that much different.
The average home in Girlstein County?
Not when you have a sampling of 20. There's 40,000 tax, 49,000 tax bills, but you said 20,000 different residences or something. 22,000 different residences. You know what? You know when your numbers get that big, the median is the middle number. It's not the average. The average takes them all, divides it by the number, gets you a number. This is the median home.
154,440 is the median?
Not the average.
It's the average.
My point is statistically, when you get
average
to
average to me sounds
normal.
I can do that in my head. I know what average means.
Mm-hmm.
The average age is 46.
Do you know what median means?
Median.
Median?
Median.
Kind of
like the median flow is what it normally is. Is that right? Normal flow?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It means if you stack up 22,000 numbers of home values, including rentals, it's the one that's 11,000. Yeah,
it's right in the middle.
So if you numerically, have a whole bunch, if you have a whole bunch of low houses, and that is where it hits, and then you have very few high above that, then that number would actually come down.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be significantly different than average.
154 is the average.
154 is the median. It's not the
average. Probably I put the median home.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's consistent.
My thought was that statistically, when you get a large variation of stuff, the median will come very close to the average. The larger your stats are, like the bigger your stats are.
I mean,
statistics
is,
says that. But
whatever is easiest to understand, or the guy walking down here.
Technically, it's median.
Then, if it's technically, we need to say, because they were trying to fool you, I put an average in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a guy like Hunter Savannah,
yeah,
the average home.
Median.
Yeah.
Median.
Yeah, the average home might be more.
Might be more.
I think it is. So, if I remember correctly, it is. I don't know how we pick the median or the average number, but it is what it is. Okay. Well, sure we should adjourn?
Well,
what? Now I have a question for you while we're talking. I had two deals on Friday that I went out and looked at on Google Road. Both of them were noise complaints.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I think I pretty well got the guy ironed out, the guy with the motorcycles next door to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's going to call in an airstrike because he has the 1-800 number for calling in airstrike from Vietnam. And then... I talked to him and I said, sir, I really don't know if there's anything we can do because I don't think that. Is there a noise?
Yes. Yes.
Code?
Yes.
Can you give me that? So
yes.
I have it?
Yes.
And I don't know how he's going to measure that. And then the one further on out, I'm going to talk.
You can get a device.
Sure. Daniel's on the one out there farther because I don't know what's making the racket, but it does it 24/7.
Hmm.
And I have no clue what it is. Nothing I've ever heard. The owner says that it's his heating system. And no, it's not. Some scroll compressors make a lot of racket.
Sure.
But this is not that. This is metal on metal. I said, how long has it been going on? He said, 2 months. And I said, if it's metal on metal, it's got to be deliberate because that shouldn't happen. I mean, it should have beat itself to death by now.
Yeah.
If it's a compressor and heat pump, it would long since been gone.
Where is it?
It's on, where Bummer Creek is. Bummer Creek off of Hugo Road, almost to the, where it crosses the tracks out there, Long Hill Road, that vicinity. And the house next door, I thought, well, I just drive down the driveway and see if I see something going on there, but it's got a big gated door thing, do not, stay out, keep out. I just look over the fence, I should be able to see, and they've got big tarps up there. 20 feet high.
Wow.
Against this guy about 15 feet back from the fence, so you can't poke. I was going to poke a hole in it. Look, can't do that. All you can do is hear this thing.
Wow.
And it's a nuisance, but I guess I was going to Google it, but it's pretty heavily wooded in that area.
Well, now I want to go out there, so, that mysterious sound
on
the radio,
hear it.
Right? I got to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's awful. It's off.
Huh.
Was it some kind of time machine going in there or something,
It might be, yeah.
Traveling back and forth, and that's the generator.
Flux capacitor.
Sure. The guy that called it in said, DeBetta, I think is his name, and he said that when the only time they shut it down is when they're refueling it.
Hmm.
And they have to add gas to it or something to refuel it, and then it comes right back on and it rattles the whole time. So.
What could it possibly be this time of year?
I don't know. Is it hammers like a gold thing? But, it's been going on for months.
Hmm.
Where's it getting the raw materials to stick in it? And I don't, it doesn't sound like a rock crusher to me. It doesn't sound like, rocks in a drum rotating. Because that would change pitch, and this has just got the same cadence to it every time.
Huh.
Right.
I'm so curious now.
Yeah, right. That's why we're out there.
Require a field trip in the middle of the day. Sorry, Julie.
So I drove out there. And I came back. I came back to Camp Joy.
Do you have an address?
6140
Hugo Road.
24 hours a day.
Hello, yeah. That's what he said.
Sounds like hell.
Pull in the yard.
Can you imagine getting into something 24 hours?
DeBetta is the guy I talked to, and I think he's the owner of the property. And then I talked to the renter who was on his way to Medford. He said, just pull in the yard anytime. Just pull in the yard and just get out of the truck. You can hear it. Can't help but hear it.
Wow.
Have they talked to the owner of the thing?
According to him, he says, you got any idea what it is? Well, I talked to the guy, and he said it's his heating system.
Oh, okay.
I thought, it's a heating system in a marijuana grow. That ain't a heating system I've ever heard. Unless it makes heat by banging two pieces of metal again. Which that's happening.
Crazy.
All part of Josephine County.
Yep. Charm. Okay. I think we can.
Yeah, ultimately, you could say, everybody come back at 3 p.m., invite Lily to be here at 3, the three sit down, do a signing ceremony, card over to Tricia, and then it's all done in light of.
Can you call Lily and ask her if she'd like to tell them we've got a final on this thing? Is she good with it? Maybe can you text that to her and she can read real quick? And I think she's got plenty on her mind right now today anyway.
I think she does have to come in.
Or she does.
Yes.
She said on Friday she was available to come in today. Yeah. So at some point she's going to have to do it anyway, and we've got it done. Let's just get it over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So 3 o'clock, we'll reconvene.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm actually supposed to be looking at watching some pre-depositions. But
that's fine.
We have the opportunity to connect with Tricia and get the...
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Are we, you'll be able to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to get a car off my trailer because I'm going to. It looks like we may be doing a segment of Wheeler Dealers here.
Cool.
National television.
Nice.
Excellent.
Put Grant Pat back on the map again.
Yeah. Yeah. See if the car gets stolen, though, while it's sitting there getting filmed.
No,
right?
No, the thing we're going to do is one that I sold the car to my brewer from Wheeler Dealers, and then we collectively said, no, we're going to sell to another guy, because he wanted to build a tribute car to his son. And this might be one of the deals where this is the one that got away type of thing. Come over and, let's go look at that charter. Yeah, you know, I finally got to pick it up, and you know, we'll go to a little human interest thing, and that'd be good.
Worry is interest paid on trouble before it falls due. I have to think about that one for a little while.
Wait, is that a compilation of the fortune cookies from Hong Kong, from the Hong Kong restaurant? Is that where you got that?
I don't think so. I'm sure.
Sounds like something I got my egg foo young order the other day.
Dated excellence. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard one quite that pointed before. But, if nothing else, the board is in recess until 3 p.m.
There we go.
You need to be inside.